Don't forget to say thank you. Half a year before graduation from college, my son began to seek a job. Due to the financial crisis, fewer companies would like to employ new staff, while potential employees were flooding the job market. Therefore, the competition was ever fierce. My son targeted a company that was located in a coastal city. It was intended to employ only one person while there were more than 20 candidates filing their resumes, among whom was my son. I said to my son, "It is more difficult to get into this company than take the college entrance exam. You should not harbor too much hope for fear that you would feel terribly disappointed when you fail." He said to me, "I am not afraid of disappointment. As long as I try, there will always be hope." My son's words seemed to come true, and he was informed to be interviewed. There were only 6 people to receive interview after the company reviewed all the people's resumes. After the interview, there would only be 3 who could enter the final round, which would later decide one person to be employed. Everything seemed to go quite well, and my son passed the first round and entered the final round in a week. My son and other family members were excitedly and nervously looking forward to the coming of the final interview. On the day of the final interview, my son and the other 2 candidates arrived at the interview venue promptly, waiting for the decisive harsh test. Unexpectedly, the interview was unbelievably simple, during which the interviewer only chatted with them for a while. The interview strategies my son prepared were not utilized at all. The interviewer said to them, "All of you are very super. Please go home and wait for our notice. We will tell you the result in 3 days. Good luck to all of you." On the morning of the 3rd day, my son received the text from the company shortly after breakfast that he was not employed. My son felt dreadfully disappointed. In order to soothe him, I pretended to be relaxed and said to him, "It does not matter. I believe you will have more opportunities in the future." In nightfall that day, my son suddenly told me excitedly on phone, "Dad, I am telling you a good news. I have been employed." Greatly surprised, I could not wait to ask him, "What's the whole matter?" My son told me that he received another text saying that he was employed. My son felt very confused about it, so he made a call to the company for inquiry. Actually, the first text sent to my son was also part of the test in the interview. 3 men received the same text this morning, and only my son's reply was satisfying to the company. So he was employed. I asked my son, "How did all of you reply?" My son said, "One did not reply. The other said goodbye, and I said thank you." Only then did I know that my son's hope came in that way. That is, when you feel disappointed, do not forget to say thank you to the one who disappoints you. Actually, it is a piece of cake to say thank you, but whether you are willing to say it in a peaceful and grateful manner does count. Saying thank you shows respect for others' work and demonstrates your grand generosity. Therefore, while under the same condition, you will get the upper hand in terms of opportunities compared with others.